Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But in some encouraging and great and wonderful news, I don't know if our VFN radio listeners have heard this, and Pat, I'll share it with you, but you know, several weeks ago, and we mentioned it here on VFN radio, and we, for years now, have been praying for Pastor Youssef. Pastor Youssef is the Iranian pastor.
Right, right.
That was arrested 3 years ago.
Wow.
3 years ago for sharing his Christian faith, for sharing Jesus, for evangelizing Muslims. And he was sentenced, Pat. He was sentenced to three – well, he was sentenced. He's been in jail, been in prison for 3 years, and they wanted to kill him.
Right, execute him.
They sure did. They wanted to execute him. And we said that 3 weeks ago that there was another court hearing that was going to come up, and it was Saturday they released them. I think it was on the 7th or the 8th, in which they were going to just look at everything again and say, you know, what's the deal? There's been a huge outcry, but I know that so many believers, so many Christians have been praying for Pastor Youssef. We all, the VFN radio listeners, ourselves, we've been joining together, and we've been praying. And we've been praying, and for his release, for his life.
Right.
And I'm happy to announce he was released Saturday.
Wow! Praise God.
Pastor Youssef was released Saturday. It's
That's huge.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
We just want to thank the Lord so much, and thank everyone who prayed for Pastor Youssef. Huge. You know, back in 2009, he was protesting the government's decision to force all children, including his own children, to read the Quran. He did not want that. He lives in Iran. He did not want that.
Right.
And so he like I say, he was initially charged. They were given like protest charge, all that type of stuff. And later he was charged for apostasy and evangelism. And in 2010, he was sentenced. And then he went to the Supreme Court, I guess, in Iran, and they upheld that decision. But under Islamic Sharia law, you know, we talk about Sharia, we talk about how there is a movement to bring Sharia law into these United States, right? This
Crazy.
Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the Sharia law says, that an apostate has 3 days to recant.
Mm-hmm.
3 days. And Pastor Youssef, I mean, our brother here, he refused to recant his faith. They wanted him to deny Jesus Christ, Pat.
All right.
And he would not do it. He would not do it. He would not bow down. And I think about that. My goodness, I get so encouraged. You talk about the awesomeness of our God, the beautifulness of the Lord, that once you encounter an awesome, loving relationship with Jesus, my goodness, I mean, you can't turn back.
Mm-hmm.
He so changes your life. He so revolutionizes your life that, like Peter, Lord, where else am I going to go? You have the words of eternal life. You saved me, and I'm indebted for you forever. I mean, what religion? What? I mean, come on. That invokes such amazing commitment of love to say, no. Do you know who Jesus is? Do you know what Jesus has done for me? Do you know? Not now, not today, not never. And I believe that Pastor Youssef obviously was even prepared to even give his own life. To give his own life. And he was just faithful to stick, stay, and stand. And I'm reminded in the Word of God about three young men who did the same: Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They refused, man. They refused.
Right.
You know, King Nebuchadnezzar set up this giant idol of himself. Catch a clue.
Right.
I'm saying, catch a clue. And they were supposed to bow down to this idol. And of course, you know, people that did not like them at the time were basically ratting them out and saying, hey, listen, these three Israelites, they're not bowing down to you. So he brought them before him, and he said, listen, if you don't bow down to me, he said, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you did not serve my gods or worship the image or the gold that I've set up? and basically says, if you don't bow down, basically, I'm going to throw you into this furnace. Mm-hmm. And then he says, he makes the mistake. He makes the mistake, Pat, of saying this statement. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand? What God? He didn't know that he was setting up the stage. Oh, I'm going to show you what God.
Right.
I'm about to show you.
That's right.
It is about to be revealed to you, King Nebuchadnezzar.
That's right.
And I love what they say, Pat. I mean, this is in the spirit of Pastor Youssef, in the spirit of those that are still being hostage all around the world, being persecuted, believers that refuse to bow down to any other false god but Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
They say, if we are thrown into the blazing furnace, if the God we serve is able to save us from it and will rescue us from your hand, O King. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O King, that he will not, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of the gold you have set up. I mean, they say, hey, listen, God's going to save us. But let me tell you something. Even if he did it, just make it plain, you know, let me erase any kind of thought in your mind, any false ideologies here.
Right.
If he didn't rescue us, we're willing to perish. We're willing to go because we cannot deny him. And so as the story goes, right, in Daniel, that it was a fourth man in the fire. There's a fourth man in the fire, and Jesus was there, and they didn't even get burned. Not a hair was singed on their arm. And I want to tell you that even if you're going through a trial in your life, and maybe you've even wondered, you know, where is God? Maybe you've even thought about, you know, others have told you in your family or in your friends, your coworkers, man, why are you so religious and why are you so on fire for God? And why? I mean, it just seems that everything doesn't seem to work out for you. And you just keep having all these trials and you're comparing your life, which maybe we you know, the Bible says it warns us not to, but you're comparing your life maybe to others who don't serve God. And you're saying, and the enemy has been tempting you just to deny him. Let me tell you that he's the fourth man in the fire. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother, that he is the burden bearer, that God is with you like he was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, like he was with Pastor Youssef, like, you know, he was when Jesus was facing the darkest hour and he was on the, God is with you. Things don't always, are not with what they appear. Mm-hmm. That if you stick, if you stay and you stand with God and you refuse to bow your knee to the enemy and you don't give up, right? And you don't shut up, but you stand firm for God and you still declare his word. Let me tell you that God will see to it that what the enemy meant for evil, believe God, he will turn for good. What the enemy meant for evil. I mean, you think about Joseph and he went through all the trials that he went through and he was sold out by his brothers.
Yeah.
He was sold out into slavery. Mm-hmm. He was thrown unjustly in prison. I mean, he helped the baker out. He helped the butler out. And then they both forgot him.
Yeah.
He had the Potiphar's wife lie on him.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it, the worst thing to lie is like, oh my goodness, I'm trying to get with my bosses. It's like, are you kidding me? And yet, what? He didn't deny God. He didn't walk away from the Lord. He didn't say, oh, where is God? He stayed faithful. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
There was a time, there was a moment, there was a season. His time was up. That God raised him and pulled him out of that place. And he became the second man in charge of all of Egypt. The most powerful men in an entire nation. It was not even his own nation. But God was faithful. God was faithful. Listen, you're not done yet. Don't judge your situation yet. It ain't over. Mm-hmm. Tell your, it ain't over.
It ain't over.
Right? You can make it. God is there with you. He is the fourth man in the fire, and he'll see you through. And I'm just encouraged by Brother Youssef. I'm encouraged that he's out. He's with his family. You know, Pat, he has two small children. He's married.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And to think what that family just, you know, suffered not having, you know, the father at home and
right.
those type of things, you just think, wow, God, you're incredible. You're amazing. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited for what's going to happen now in Iran.
I know. Right?
I'm excited for the gospel to continue to go forth.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.